The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus began his public ministry with those challenging words. He was reminding his hearers of the urgent need to take stock of their lives and do penance for their sins. That call to repentance is renewed every year at the start of Lent. As the priest puts the ashes on our foreheads, he echoes our Lord's words, "Turn away from sin and be faithful to the gospel." As we know, each of the Gospel writers gives us a particular perspective on the events of our Lord's life. St. Mark's account of the public ministry begins with the words I quoted at the start, the call to conversion, because the kingdom of God is at hand. That revelation is the third of the mysteries of light. But in St. Luke's Gospel, the message is expressed in a different way. Here, our Lord's public ministry begins with a scene in the synagogue at Nazareth. Jesus gets up to read, and he is handed the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, the passage which begins, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." The one anointed by the Spirit is called to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to captives and recovery of sight to the blind. These are the signs of the kingdom, the signs of the salvation promised by God. Jesus, the Messiah, was the fulfillment of that promise. He was the anointed one who came to proclaim the coming of the kingdom, accompanied by the signs foretold by the prophet Isaiah. The music we've been listening to is by the English composer Sir Edward Elgar. It's the opening chorus of his oratorio, The Apostles, written for the Birmingham Festival in 1903. This was the same festival that, 3 years earlier, had commissioned what is arguably Elgar's finest work, the oratorio The Dream of Gerontius. Elgar's grand, expansive style carries the music forward to a tremendous climax as we hear that the one anointed by the Spirit is to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Elgar made an inspired decision when he chose to begin his oratorio about the calling and the ministry of the apostles with this prophecy from Isaiah. It sets the scene for their mission by proclaiming the signs of the kingdom that Jesus, their Lord and Master, had come to inaugurate. Through Christ, the kingdom is already present among us. Yet we look forward in hope to the fullness of that kingdom in the glory of the world to come. I'd like to finish with some music that offers us a glimpse of that future glory. The motet by Thomas Luis de Vitoria, O quam gloriosum est regnum, in quo cum Christo gaudent omnes sancti. O how glorious is the kingdom, where all the saints rejoice with Christ.
We're listening there to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working as an official at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.